off discussing in our focus, Rambam Rai, Hilchos Malachim, Paragimah Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes that Mipi Hashmuel Lamdu that the limit of Vayar B'Lanoshim is Yiches, and the Rambam adds that this is referring to Ben HaNoshim or Ben HaPilagshim HaKol Shmone Esrei. The total cap is 18, Pilegish is included, and that number is when. And the Raiva disagrees and says it knows that Yevshar, but certainly the number of Yiches is Chutz Min HaPilagshim. So we started to discuss what is the basis of this machlokas, whether a pilegesh should or should not be counted among the yirches. We pointed out that there is a fundamental machlokas rishonim in two girsos in our Gemara. What exactly is the difference between an isha as opposed to a pilegesh? So Rashi writes in Parshas Chayisara in Breishis Chafei Vav that nashim are b'ksuva, pilagshim is below ksuva. And Rashi adds that that is what the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, and Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. So according to Rashi Shita, even when it comes to Pilegesh, that is Ayyadei Kedushin, that is a form of Ishus, albeit that there is no Chiyuv Ksuvah. And we mentioned that the Ramban quotes the Shita of Rashi, and the Ramban disagrees and says that no, Ein Hadavar Kein, but rather Pilegesh is Beli Kedushin Ubeli Ksuvah. And that is the Girsa that the Ramban has in our Gemara. And furthermore, the Ramban points out the following difficulty. How can you argue that the difference between an isha, full eishes isha, as opposed to a case of pilegesh, is only the chiyuk ksuva? How can that be? After all, we assume ki haksuva midivrei sofrim. The difference between an isha and a pilegesh is a din daraisa, and yet ksuva is only a din darabanan. So how can it be that Rashi writes that the nafkamina between the two of them is simply the issue of ksuva? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to answer this kasha that what exactly do we mean by ksuva? On one level, it's true, we're talking about, technically speaking, the chiyuv ksuva, and that, as we learned in the sugya in the beginning of ksuvas, that many Rishonim assume is only a din derabanan. However, perhaps the phrase ksuva here means much more than that. It's a reference to the chiyuve in shibude habal linesuaso. It means the obligations incumbent upon the husband toward his wife, namely, sher ksus va'ona. After all, that's what's delineated in the ksuva. Now that the husband will assume his responsibility, and that responsibility, right, aside from simply the kesef that is delineated upon death and divorce, but certainly the shibude bal ishto, that itself is a din, daraisa. And that perhaps is the chiddush according to Rashi Shita. The shibude habal leishto, sher ksus va'ona, that is the difference between a woman who is ishto, who is an eishes ish, as opposed to a case of pilegesh. In other words, that pilegesh, according to Rashi, is al yedei kedushin. However, it does not bear with it the responsibilities that one has toward his wife who is a nesua. In other words, that a pilegesh remains begeder arusa, where she certainly is considered to be ishto, it's al yedei kedushin, but without the obligations of sher ksus va'ona. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik suggested this chiddush in a somewhat different context as well. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Noshim, the Rambam delineates the mitzvos that he is about to count, and we've often mentioned that the Rambam shita is that there's a mitzvah of ishus in addition to pruvu. There's a mitzvah of pruvu, no doubt, but there also is a mitzvah of ki'ikat. When the Rambam is magdir that mitzvah, the Rambam writes that Lisa Isha b'ksuva v'kedusha. So the Rambam writes, there's one mitzvah of ki'ikach, that mitzvah is Lisa Isha b'ksuva v'kedusha. There's a separate mitzvah, puruvu. And we pointed out that many Rishonim disagree, maintaining that there is a mitzvah puruvu. Ishus is not a mitzvah at all. All it's considered to be is a Heksha mitzvah. We discussed at length in Machlokas Rishonim whether Birchas Erisin, for example, is a Birchas HaMitzvah, whether it's a Birchas Shevach Vahodah. The Rambam, who assumes it's a Birchas HaMitzvah of Lasi Asan, that's based on the Rambam's assumption that there is a mitzvah of Yishus. We've also discussed women are exempt from Puruvu. Does that mean that they are exempt from the mitzvah of Kiika? Good. But when the Rambam defines this mitzvah of Yishus, the Rambam writes that Lisa Isha Biksuva Vikidushin. That phrase the Rambam has, Biksuva, is somewhat unusual. After all, the Rambam writes Biksuva is only a din derabanan. The Rambam is Nechus Yishus Perakim Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Yudalit. It's clear in the Rambam that Ksuva is only Drabanan. And yet the Rambam writes that Lisa Isha B'Ksuva is part of the Dindaraisa of Kikuch. How could that be? Here also Rav Soloveitchik maintained that ksuva should not be understood in the most limited, restricted sense, as we're serving to. What we call the ksuva, it means the chiyuve v'shimude ha'bal ishto, sher ksus va'ona, and that is part of the mitzvah daraisa of ki'ika. Ad kedei kach that Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following chiddush. We've also discussed the sugyan kedushin daf yud tesim arbeins, and the sugyan ksuvas and daf nun vav mar alef. The machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudav, masna mashakasa b'tor. Can a person create a t'nai to somehow redefine a chalos midaraisa? When do we assume yes? When do we assume no? And one of the classic cases of masna or mashakasa b'tor is ha'omer le'isha harei at mekudeshesli, but with the t'nai she'ein lachalai sher ksus va'ona. No? Is that considered to be binding or is it not? Rav Meir says it. What do you mean? That's considered to be a case of masna kineged hadin, and therefore, what's the halacha? Great chiddush that harezim mekudeshes, and the tnai is batal. We pointed out that also is a great chiddush. No, according to Rav Meir, this is an illegitimate tnai. Lachora, I would have said, if it's an illegitimate tnai, what you said is meaningless. You can't do that. Therefore, you're not married. That's not what Rav Meir says. Rav Meir says that the kedushin is chal midaraisa and married, and the tnai is considered to be batal. This is especially striking in light of Rav Meir's shita that you require a t'nai kafel. No? That means that the chassan said to the kali, you require a t'nai kafel. If I can marry you without shir ksus va'ona, then fine. But you have to say the flip side as well. And if not, then not. If I will be obligated in shir ksus va'ona, then I am not interested in marriage. So what's the halacha? Forget what he says. The kedushin is binding, and he's obligated in shir ksus va'ona. That's tosus iskasha. And ksuvas and daf nun vav maralef. And that's sugya. L'chora, the option should be that they are not married, or they're married without the conditions of shir ksus va'ona. But to argue that the kedushin should be chal, and you're obligated in shir ksus va'ona, how can that be? Wasn't that clearly against the das Hamakadesh, the das Havah? Take a look at Tosas, a very fundamental kasha. But that's Rabbi Shita. Einan amasam ashab akasato. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Yudah says, "Bedavar shebe mamon tana'o kayim." When it comes to the areas of mamon, so therefore the tnai, in fact, will work. So, for example, sher ksus the dar shebe mamon. There, its tnai will consider it to work. And if the woman is willing to accept marriage under those conditions, einan finami, the tnai is kayim. In that machlokas, so the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam svan hafasishus in Perek Vav halacha tes. The Rambam is also found in Perek Yudbeis halacha vav. The Rambam paskins in that case, tno kayim regarding the davar shiba mamon for dina mamonos of the masna mashakasa b'torah. Rav Soloveitchik just suggested the following kiddush. Even though this is true, that the Rambam writes that they are married, because such a tnai is possible, and other masna mashabakasa b'torah, when it comes to davar shiba mamon, so Rav suggested very great kiddush. But nonetheless, al yedei zeh, the husband does not fulfill the mitzvah of ki'ika. That was a chiddush. No, that's what the Rambam means. Lisa Isha, b'ksuva v'kedushin. Einoch inami. Right? One can have such an ishus. Right? It's not ma'akev. Einoch inami. Right? The tnai is considered to be kayam. But that's exactly the Rav pointed out. What the Rambam stresses. Lisa Isha, b'ksuva v'kedushin. The mitzvah of ishus means issues together with the shibude habal liishto. And even if you could frame the issues in another way, and it's chal, that's not necessarily the mitzvah of kika. Wow, a very, very great finish, no? So if that's true, the Rav pointed out, you just see from that, Rambam, that ksuva is not understood in the most limited, restricted sense, but it means in the broader sense, right? The delineation of obligations of Bali Ishto, hu hadinami when it comes to the case of an Isha as opposed to a Pilegesh, and that is Rashi Shita. Pilegesh is Ayyadei Kedushin, Ishus is Ayyadei Kedushin, but where is Lahalacha? Right? Pilegesh allows for a heter beer comparable to Arusa. That Arusa, according to Rov Rishon, there is a heter be, even though the Shibudi Habal do not yet kick in. That is exactly Rashi's understanding of Pilegesh as well, but it is Ayyadei Kedushin. So maybe one could argue the following. When we have a cap in our Gemara of Yurches Nashim, and you want to know whether a Pilegesh is included or whether a Pilegesh is not included, so therefore one could simply argue, Mistaber, that maybe this is linked to Rashi and Rambam. If you assume that a Pilegesh is Shalom Al Yedei Kedushin, the Rambam's Girs in our Gemara, why should that be Bechlal Yurches Nashim? If, however, you assume as Rashi writes that it's Al Yedei Kedushin, It is a form of ishus. It's ishus without the shibudei habal ishto, comparable to arusa. So in such a case, v'chara, then that should be included in yudches. So one could certainly suggest this is true according to Rashi and according to Ramban, and perhaps then one could argue this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raifid. Of course, the difficulty of this, l'shitase, is this does not fit in with the Rambam shita. The Rambam, of course, is the one who maintains that Pilegesh is included in the Yudches Nashim. However, the Rambam is clear, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, Nashim b'ksuva v'kedushin, Pilagshim b'lo ksuva uvelo kedushin. The sheet of the Rambam is like that of the Ramban. So according to the Rambam, somehow you're going to have to argue that even without Maisa Kedushin, a Pilegesh is included within the Yudches Nashim. So according to Rashi, very Mestaber, you assume like the Rambam, however, below Kedushin, so why is it that Kedushin is not necessary? At the same time, however, it is included in Yudches. So apparently, further insight is necessary into the Shita of the Rambam. Good? The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, writes a very great Kiddush, that the whole parsha of Pilegesh is Dafka Melech Velo Hedyot. This is only a dispensation given to a Melech. This is part of our Sugya, Dine Melech. A Hedyot has no such right whatsoever. Very great Kiddush, the Rambam, that the whole concept of Pilegesh is only Dine HaMelech, not when it comes to a Hedyot. And the Ravid disagrees. This Ravid is Milchus Yishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, where the Ravid writes that, what do you mean, a Pilegesh is mutter lehedyot? We'll have to discuss further that machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, a crucial machlokas regarding the Gedder Ha'isr of Lo Yekadesh No Siya Kadesha. But clear, where the Rambam writes Pilegesh is a detail midine melech, the Ravid disagrees and says that no, this is true, even when it comes to a hedyot as well. And then the Rambam continues, Dalad Dal Hochus Malachim, Abel Hedyot Asr B'Pilegesh. There is only one exception, and that is Ela Ba'ama Ivriya Bilvad La'achar Yud. The only model that you have that works when it comes to a Hedyot is an Ama Ivriya La'achar Yud. That also very difficult. Now, one Kiddush, the Rambam, great Kiddush, that Pilegesh is Midine Melech, doesn't apply to a Hedyot. Finished. No. And then the Rambam writes, no, but there is a case when it comes to Hedyot, Ama Ivriya Bovad La'achar Yud. What in the world does that mean? An Ama Ivriya La'achar Yud? No, we normally understand the following. You have a case of an Ama Ivriya. One of the schuyos that the Adon has when it comes to Ama Ivriya is that he can marry her or he can marry her off to a son. So that b'chor is felicious. No? Yud occurs. Felicious, she's now fully an Ashes Ish. What in the world does that have to do with Pilegesh? Now, the only time we would allow a Pilegesh is when it comes to Amma Ivriya Bilvad La'achar Yud. What is the common denominator, that dimion of the Rambam, linking Pilegesh when it comes to Melech to Amma Ivriya Achar Yud when it comes to a case of Hedyos? I wanted you to see that Sugya in Kedushin and Alfiyotesim and Beis, where the Gemara discusses a pretty critical machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. When it comes to a case of Yud, where is the Kesef Kedushin? Where is the Maisa Kinyan? After all, this woman originally is an Ama Ivriya. In order for her to become an Ama Ivriya, of course there's Kesef. Kesef betaras Ama Ivriya. Somehow, Al Yedei Yichud, Yud, all of a sudden that flips into Ishus. Now, how does that occur? How is it that you can transfer, right, Alma Ivriya into a status of Ishus? So, Rabbi Yossi Bar-Yud says the following Chiddush, that most Harishonos love L'Kedushin Itzna. Most Harishonos love L'Kedushin Itzna. Don't get the wrong idea. It's not that the original Kenyan Kesef that was used in order to acquire this woman as an Ama Ivriya serves as Kesef Kedushin. That is absolutely not true. The Mal Sarishonos, in order to make her into Ama Ivriya, is not at all for the purpose of Kedushin. So if you'll ask me, so that's true, so how does the Maisa Kinyan, the Kedushin, take place? How is that possible? Rabbi Yosef assumes the following Kiddush, that no, in principle, in order not to become an Eishas Ish Yud, a new Kinyan of Yishus is necessary. And therefore, in principle, it should be necessary for this Baal to give the Amivriya a Pruta, Kesev Kedushin, L'Shem Yishus. That's the Sheet of Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Some new Maisa Kinyan must be done. What does that mean practically? Is it really necessary that the Baal has to give new kesef to this person, this Amivriya, in order for her to become his wife? Their answer is no. Why? The great Chiddush of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mechilas HaShibud that remains, that he has over her as an Amivriya, that will serve as a kesef kedusha. You can be Mekadesh and Isha in many different ways. Kesev, Hanah Kekesev. The Gemara touched on a sugya we won't get into, Mekadesh the Milve. There, in a Mekudeshes, Milve Lo Sanitna. If the Baal will supply Hanah Mekudeshes to the Isha, we will assume very often that that Hanah is considered to be Kesev. The Gemara in Kedushin even has a case of an Adam Kashuv. No? Where if I give a prominent individual a gift and he receives my gift, I, the giver, am receiving hana by the fact that he is willing to accept my matana. The Gemara says that works when it comes to Kedushin as well. Sometimes the woman can do that act where practically speaking, you look, it looks like she is giving to him, but no, she is the recipient because of the hana. Rabbi Yosef argues the following. In principle, there is a new kinyan of Yishus that is chal now, b'shas yud. Aye, the Baal is not giving her anything. Of course he's giving her something. There is a shibud of amivriya. And the mechilas hashibud is considered to be tangible, concrete, hanak, a kesef. And therefore, that is the kesef kedushin. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Good. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim say, no, that's not true. The Chachamim Shita, Maos Harishonos the Kedushin Itna. Maos Harishonos the Kedushin Itna. You don't have to come out to that fancy Lumdus. Mechilas HaShibud. The original Maos, whereby she became an Amivriya, that serves as Kesev Kedushin. What does that mean? What does that mean? When they enter into that arrangement that she becomes an Amivriya, so they know that one of the details of Amivriya is Yud. So therefore the Kesev at that point is Kesev Kedushin. So what exactly does that mean? Maos HaRishon the Kedushin Itna. What exactly does that mean? If you look, for example, at the Tosas HaRosh in that sugya, Yud Tesimud Beis, the Tosas HaRosh writes a very great Chiddush that Reb Chaim writes in Perek Dalet Hilchos Yibum, without reference to Tosas HaRosh, Reb Chaim writes that it's Dor HaPosha, that that's not true. That is not what the Gemara means. By Maos HaRashon Se Kedush Nitnu, but this is a Chiddush in Tosas HaRosh. Tosas HaRosh writes, what does it mean? Maos HaRashon Se Kedush Nitnu. Did you see the Tosas HaRosh? Great Chiddush. Right? The Ishus is Lima Freya. Wow. She is an Eishes Ish Limafreya from the time of the Matanos. When Yud occurs, so it turns out the Mafreya that that original Kesef was L'Shem Kedushin. It didn't play out yet because they didn't have Yichud. They didn't have that element of Ishus, but when it occurs, she is an Eishes Ish Limafreya. Wow. That's a pretty great finish, no? She becomes an Eishes Ish L'Mafreya. Reb Chaim assumes, again without quoting the Tosas HaRosh, cannot be. She's an Eishes Ish L'Mafreya. Years later, there's Yud, and all of a sudden, it turns out she's been married, right? Mazel Tov, they celebrate their fifth anniversary. L'Mafreya, she was an Eishes Ish. How can that be? No, the Gemara says enough, you test them a days. How is Yud? Ketzad Mitzvas Yud? The Gemara says that Bishas Yud, right? The Baal says, Hareyat Miyuedesli, and there's Eidus Lekima Davar. That's done Bifnei Eidim. Now, Rav Chaim assumes Davar Poshut. No, very Mistaber. The Eidus Lekima Davar, we always pointed out. What is Eidus Lekima Davar? It's a function of Das Davar Sheberva. The Das is being conveyed Bishas Yud, and that requires Eidus Lekima Davar. She became an Eishes Yislam Afreya. Is that really true? Like, you need Eidus Lekima Davar at the time that money is given for the purpose of Amma Ivriya. Now the Gemara says that Eidei Kedushin are present B'Shas Yud. How is it this kicks in the Mafreya? Rei Mastaber, what Reb Chaim writes, it doesn't mean that the Mafreya, this is in Fechal. So what exactly does that mean then? Mos Arishonos LeKedushin Nitnu. Rav Chaim pointed out the following Kiddush. Apparently, this is what it means. That the whole concept of Yud allows for the following. It allows a woman, who up until now was only an Amei Vriya, to become an Eishes Ish with Das Kedushin, but without a Maisa Kinyan. That's what Chaim understands. Mos Harishonos LeKedushin Nitnu does not mean that that was the Kesef Kedushin, and she becomes an Eishes Ish L'Mafreya. The Ram doesn't say that. Eishes Ish L'Mafreya. But again, this is a view of Tosfos HaRosh. Now Reb Chaim writes the Chiddush is the following. In such a circumstance, there is no need for Matan Maos. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues that you need a new Maisa Kinyan, you need new Kedushe Kesef, and that is Chal B'Mechilas HaShibud, Acham disagree and say, no, that is not true. The only Maisa Kinyan that's necessary is the Maisa Kinyan that allowed her to become an Amei Vriya. That's Mos HaRishonos. That's the only Maisa Kinyan that you need. But one can flip from Amei Vriya to Eishes Ish, B'das Kedushin, B'li Maisa Kinyan. And that's why the Eidus Lekima Davar is all necessary, B'Shas Yud. And that's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. The concept of Yud is that you can have Ishus B'Das Kedushin without a Maisa Kinyan. That's Mos HaRishonos LeKedushin Nitnu. Not that that is the Kedusha Kesef, but that renders that Kedusha Kesef is not necessary. That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. Wow, so that's the Chiddush of Yud. Chalos Ishus without Maisa Kinyan. Without Maisa Kinyan. So Soloveitchik pointed out the following. With this in mind, that's the Chiddush of Yud. So now let's go back to the Rambam's understanding of Pilegesh. Normally speaking, if a person wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, so you require a Maisa Kinyan. Right, a Maisa Kinyan. It's not enough that you convey das issues. You require more than that. You need a Maisa Kinyan of issues. All of a sudden now you have Dinei Melech. What is Dinei Melech? A Melech can acquire without the need for Maisa Kinyan. No? That's our whole sugya. Melech Pari together. No? Kol Rabba Parsha Melech Mutrabo. A Melech can go ahead and just confiscate, he can acquire, he can take hold of your field. That is all Midine Melech. The Rambam writes, the Chiddush of Pilegesh, which is unique to Melech, is that Pilegesh allows for a Chalos Ishus without a Maisa Kinyan. Whereas normally speaking, right, it's necessary, Haisha Niknitz, Kesef Shtarubiyah, Pilegesh, according to the Rambam, since the Melech has the right of Mamon, so therefore Pilegesh means that you can have a Chalos Ishus without the Kinyan of Ishus, but rather just simply with Dasa Ishus. And that's why it's uniquely true when it comes to a Melech. It doesn't have that right. So Soloveitchik pointed out, now you understand beautifully the exact mashal of the Rambam. Where do you have the concept of Pilegesh that one can have a Chalos Ishus al Yedei Yichud without a Maisa Kinyan of Ishus? The Rambam writes, this is never allowed when it comes to a head yad, but the Rambam tells you, I'll tell you one case that it is, Ela Amma Ivriya Belvad La'achar Yud. This is an exact parallel of the Rambam's Chiddush. No? That's the Chiddush of Slavichik suggested to understand this difficulty in the Rambam. When you see the Reb Chaim's Chiddush in terms of how Yud works, it's a chalos yishus, without maisik kedushin. That's how the Rambam understood Pilegesh, and this is only a schus that the Melech has, but not when it comes to a hedyot. No? Well, very exciting. If that's true, you understand why very mistabra. What was our difficulty? If the Rambam doesn't require a Maisa Kedush like Rosh Hashibta when it comes to the case of Pilegesh, how can the Rambam count this among the Yirches Nashim? No? The answer is exactly this point. It's true, the Rambam does not require the Maisa Kedush of Yishus. But that does not mean it is not a chalos issues. The Rambam writes, Pilegis is a chalos issues, the limai sekinyin. That's exactly the Rambam's mashal. Amma ivriya bovad lachar yud. So if I were to ask you, if it's a chalos issues, should it or should it not be counted among yidches? Of course it should. This is not just simply a heter via. This, according to the Rambam, is a chalos ishus, comparable to ama ivriya lachar yud, which is a chalos ishus. So of course it should be counted. You don't require kiddushin, that's true. You don't require the maisa kinyan of kesev kiddushin. That is exactly the chiddush of the Rambam sheet in that instance. And the Ravid had a whole different understanding of Pilegesh entirely. And therefore, according to the Ravid, it's not mistabr at all to assume that Pilegesh should be included among the Yirches Nashim. Why is that true? So let's go back to that Ravid in the very beginning of Hilchos Yishus in Perek Aleph. The Ravid writes, none of this is true. Pilegesh? Pilegesh is not comparable to Yud. This is a schus midina melech of a chalos Yishus without Maisa Kinyan. The Ravid fundamentally disagreed and said, what do you mean? Pilegesh is muteres gam lehedyot. Gam lehedyot. It's not midini melech whatsoever. The Ravid explains halacha pilegesh as follows. The Torah has an isra of lo sihiya kadesha. Good? Lo sihiya kadesha. What exactly does that mean? When does one violate the isra of kadeshas? This itself is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid, which will fit in very well with our whole discussion. When do you violate the isra of lo sihiya kadesha? So the Ravid assumes the following chiddush. Let's assume a person has, just simply, a bia shelo l'shein ishus. The pani abalav pnuya. Is that the isra of osiya kadesha? The Ravid writes, no. You know, we'll call that an act of a bia znus. That is not the isra of osiya kadesha. What does it mean that she should not be a kadesha? The Rambam says it means, the Ravid writes, dafka b'mafkeres atzma. No? It means a woman who is mafkeres atzma lekol. That's the isser of kadesha. Mam is just a bias hefker that this woman routinely engages in. That's the isser of losiya kadesha. What happens if it's not true? It's not that the woman indiscriminately engages in bia after bia. No? Let's assume, for example, right? It is very specific. No? This woman with this man. The Ravid writes, certainly it's an Isser. We'll discuss the Isser of Rabbanan. We're going to have an Isser of Yichud for Pani Bala Pnuya, as we'll soon discuss. Right? But the Ravid writes, that's not the Isser love of Losiya Kadesha. If this is a unique relationship between him and her, it's not just a random bias nus routinely. So then there's no kadeshus. So the Ravid writes explicitly, and that is pilegesh. Pilegesh means a unique relationship between him and her, that this should not be just simply mamish a random bias hefker, and therefore this does not include nisra of losiya kadesha. That's what the Ravid understands. What is the purpose of this yichud in Pilegesh? According to the Rambam, fascinating chiddush, it's a chalos ishus without a maisa kinyan of ishus. The Ravid writes, no. This yichud does not posit, it doesn't create any kinyane ishus at all. It just simply means that this is not a bias hefker, and therefore, this is not considered to be bichlal losia kadesha. That's the chiddush of the Ravid. When you see how the Ravid understands losia kadesha, and how the Ravid understands pilegesh, that it creates some relationship between the parties, to that therefore, it is excluded from losia kadesha. So of course you understand the Ravid shita here in Hilchos Malachim, that a pilegesh is not going to be included in the Yudches Nashim. This has nothing at all to do with Ishus. Not only is there no kinyan of Ishus, there's no chalos Ishus in any shape or form. I always speak about Yichud, and that is a chalos Ishus. Just simply, al yedei Yichud zeh, we avoid the Isra Bosiya Kadesha. This woman is not Alpidim called a Kadesha. It's Lashitasa, you understand very well why this should be true. And in fact, we'll see why the Rambam also disagrees, because the Rambam understands this Rav Osiya Kadesha very differently. Where does this Hasagas HaRavid come from? When the Ravid says, it's not true, Osiya Kadesha is only in a case of Mafkeres Atzma, because the Rambam writes differently. The Rambam there, Hilchos Ishus, Paragala Falacha Dalit. The Rambam writes, Mishenasna HaTorah Nesra HaKadesha. Now, once the Torah was given to us, and now we have a concept of Ishus, a Kadesha is Asa. And therefore the Rambam writes a great Kiddush, Lefichach, Ko HaBoel Isha, L'shem Znus below Kiddushin, Lokem in HaTorah. Unbelievable. When do you write Isra of Losiya Kadesha? Ko HaBoel Isha L'shem Znus below Kiddushin. A bias nus outside of kedushin, malchus min haTorah, losia kedusha. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that's not true. Kedusha means what we refer to as a zona. No, mafkeres atzma lekol. Pani bala pnui is not an isra losia kedusha. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam defines kedusha as being dia below kedushin. So this is also very nicely done, Lashitase. Now, Pilegesh is an exception. So, if the Geder Hadin of Losia Kadesh is a Bias Hefker, so all Pilegesh is a relationship where it's not called the Bias Hefker. That's the Ravid. Nothing to do with Ishus. But according to the Rambam, if the definition of Losia Kadesh is via below Kedushin, then how is Pilegesh going to serve as an exception? Because this is considered to be a Bias Ishus. Not just simply Yichud. Well, Yichud, that would still be Bia below Kedushin. Once the Rambam defines this of Losia Kadesha as HaBoel Isha L'Shem Znus below Kedushin, so whatever the exception of Pilegesh is going to be, we see beautifully that that will be a form of Ishus. According to Ravid, nothing doing. No? So this is Lishitase of our machlokas, whether Pilegesh is Bichlal, Lishitase of how they understood Pilegesh, Hedyo for Melech, Lishitase of how they understood Losia Kadesha. No? That's how the Rambam is in Ravid's fit. According to Ravid, it has nothing to do with Ishus whatsoever. It's not Dine Melech. This is just simply, right, what the Torah recognizes as being a relationship as opposed to being a bias nus, and therefore enochinami. It's not counted among yirches. I'll tell you further about possible nafkamina, just the Rambam and Rabbi don't discuss this explicitly, but the following issue. The Miri points out earlier in our sugin, if you test some obeys, the following distinction. A melech dies. We know, we discussed this when we're talking about Yivam and Chalitza, Almanas HaMelech is Asur. One is not allowed to marry the Alman of the Melech. Good? The Sigur we discussed in Daf Yutes. So too, one is not allowed to utilize the objects that belong to the Melech. The Melech's throne, Sharvito Shamelech. So when a Melech is Nifter, his wife is forbidden to others, right? His belongings are forbidden to others. Is that the same halacha? Rav Miri writes, of course not. No? The halacha that almana samelech is aser is not the same as shavit or shamelech. In the Mir writes an absolute nafkamina. No. Shavit or shamelech. In that instance, that's mutter le melech acher. It's not becoveted that the king's throne should be used as a dining room chair. But that the next king, right, uses the throne of the melech. Nothing wrong with that. It's not considered to be a lack of shetei maso lelech if the belongings of the king are used by a melech. To be used by a hedya, that's inappropriate. To be used by a melech, that's fine. So sharvitu shamelech, the throne of the melech, the belongings of the melech, that's also the hedya. But it's mutu the melech acher. The Mary points out that's not true of the almanas hamelech, the wife of the melech. It's not just that, but this is his belonging. And it's not right that now she should go to a hedyot. The almanas hamelech is asuri, even the melech acher. That's what the Mary writes. You tell someone things. The difference between almanas hamelech as opposed to sharvito shamelech. Then the Mary goes a step further. And what about the pilegesh? Is that considered to be dino kisharvito or dino kishto? So Miri writes that the pilegesh is kisharvito. A pilegesh of the melech is mutter le melech acher. That's what Miri writes explicitly. Take a look in our sugi, Yutesim Abeis. This is a suffik in Or Sameach. Or Sameach doesn't quote the Miri, but this is a suffik in Or Sameach, Alchus Malachim, Berbeis, Alach Aleph. Whether a pilegesh is asura la'acherim, is that kamo almana samelech, or is that kamo sharvita shamelech? Perhaps one could suggest again the chiddush that this lachora should be rooted in the machlokes, the Rambam and Ravid. According to the Rambam shita, the whole string of the shita say that pilegesh is a chaloshen ishus and it's counted among yirches. So if that's true, very mistaber, it's a chalos ishus. It's like only real achar yud. So very mistaber then, but not dino kisharvito. The pilegesh also will have the status of almana samela. Mashenkin, if you assume like the Ravid shita, pilegesh has nothing at all to do with ishus. Pilegesh is just simply mafgia, losia kadesha. And it applies ben the melech, ben the hedyot, nothing at all to do with ishus. Below kedushin, below ksuva. So very mistaber to assume as the Miri does that then it's dino kisharvito, mutu the melech acher, but also the hedyot. Right, that Ravid, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, points out that again, Kadesha is only mufkeres l'chol adam, but the lashon harayved aval hamiyuchedes atzma li'ish echad, a unique relationship between these two individuals. That's not what the Torah envisions by losia kadesha. The Ravid writes that in that relationship, that lo malkus v'lo iser lav. That's not losia kadesha. If it's mufkeres v'chol adam, that's kadeshus. Aval hamiyachedes atzma li'ish echad. In that case, lo malkus v'lo iser lav. Soloveitchik just had a further har according to the Ravid shita. There is no malkus, I understand. V'lo iser lav. There's no iser los essay. We pointed out that in other Ravids also, right? Sometimes when the Ravid says it's not a love, there's no onesh, does that mean mutter? Not necessarily, no. The Ravid just says if it's a case of miyuchedes atzma li'ish echad, lo malkus v'lo iser lav, it's hanging a little bit, no? You mean to say there is an essay? So Soloveitchik suggests that following Kiddush, maybe there is an essay. Maybe there is an essay. What is this essay? So Rav suggested a great Kiddush. Kiikach is not only a mitzvah of Ishus, but Kiikach is an iser essay. right, of miyuchedes atzmi leish echad below ishus. The Torah has an institution of marriage. Right? The Rambam writes it's a mitzvah of ishus, aside from that mitzvah, pruruvu. Rav suggested perhaps in the Raivad Shita, regardless of whether it's a kiyum essay or not, but there is an iser essay of miyuchedes atzmi leish echad outside of ishus. In iser essay daraisa. As the pasuk says, right? The normal relationship should be one of kiyikach. Maybe that's Meduyik Lashon HaRaivan when the Raivan writes Lamalkos below Yisr. This understanding of the Rambam and Raivan when it comes to Lila Kadosh, the Siya Kadesha, this will be very relevant for our next Sugya regarding the Yisr of Yichud. When is Yichud and Yisr Daraisa? When is Yichud and Yisr Darabanan? The Gemara tells us the following at the very bottom of Daf of Aleph, Amar Aleph, that Amar Rav Yudah Marav, that Ba'ososha, at the time, as a result of Maisa Da'amnon V'Tamar, we discussed at length what exactly was this, why wasn't the case of Gilei Arayos, Tasifas Toar, but as a result of that incident, so Gozer, there was a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, a Gzeira of David Obeis Dina, a very early Gzeira D'Rabbanan, Al hayichud va'al hapnuya. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Al hayichud va'al hapnuya? Yichud is only a gzeira d'rabbanan. What do you mean? Yichud daraisu? No." The Gemara asks. The Gemara says, "You're right. That Rabbi Yochanan says mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok remez the yichud min haTorah minayim." That again, unusual phraseology of the Gemara. Yichud daraisa because remez. No. Daraisa seems to indicate daraisa. Remez most often is an indicator of a din. Drabanan, that's the aura of the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh Gimel. That remez or kineged me, right, usually reflected in drabanan. Right, minolan or minayin are indicators of a din daraisa. Interesting, the Ramban writes that's not always true. Sometimes remez could mean daraisa. The Ramban quotes our Gemara, right, as an indication that remez sometimes can mean something that is not mufurish bakra. After all, our Gemara says yichud is daraisa. The Gemara says because remez min haTorah minayim. Good. Where do you see this is true? The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Yigimel, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. What exactly is the chiddush? A special gzeres okos that tells us ben misyached im imo. You see clearly from the context of the pasuk that there's no iser yichud between a son and mother, but ve'ein acher misyached im kol arayos shebetorah. But when it comes to other cases of arayos, certainly there is right an iser of yichud. Good. So this is the makor of our gemara to assume that yichud in fact is forbidden min haTorah. The avos Rabbi Nasan, right, in Perak Beis, writes that no, this is part of what the pasuk says. Lo sikru v'legalo serva. When it comes to the parshas ha'arayos, the Torah doesn't really say that bias iser is aser. Right? The Torah says, Elisha benidas tumasa lo sikrav, or lo sikru v'legalo serva. What does lo sikrav mean? Don't do those things that are going to lead to the possibility of gili arayos. Right? The Lashon Rabbi Nasan is, Ezel siyag shiasa haTorah l'dvareha. Right? What is an example of a siyag daraisa? That's part of that piece. Rav Yosef Engel has. No, Avos Rabbi Nasan understands that anything that will lead to a biyagil arayas, chibuk, nishuk, yichud, all of that is part of the sikruvu legalo servasa. Good. So again, our Gemara says daraisa. The Gemara used the term that remez yichud min haTorah. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that this is a yichud, certainly is a din daraisa. As we mentioned, that's clear in that Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah and Shoresh Gimel, where the Ramban just cites our Gemara as an example, remez is a din daraisa. This is what Tosus writes in Sota and Dav Zayin, during Maschil Nida, where Tosus writes yichud is nisa daraisa. The Tosus later in Sanhedrin take a look at Andav Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, Divra Maschil HaTorah assumes that that is true. The Rambam uses the following language, Nilchasi Saribia, Perachav Beis, Halachav Beis, the Rambam writes, V'isr yichud erva mipi kabbalah, mipi kabbalah. But as we've discussed many times, it does not necessarily mean midrabanan. It is not unusual for the Rambam to use terminology of Mipi Kabbalah or Midivri Sofrim, if something is a Din Daraisa but is derived through a Drasha as opposed to that which is Mufurish Bekra. Like the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus we just mentioned, Kesef Midivri Sofrim. Not that it's a Din Darabanan, all of our Ishus is Darabanan, but rather if it's derived from a Gzeirah Shava, Midos, Drashos, right, what our Gemara calls a Remez, the Rambam will often use that terminology of Yipi Kabbalah. If you look, however, in the Smak, just as an example, the Smak in the Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvot Tzadites does count this Rav Yichud among Mitzvos Derabbanan. So again, let's assume Tosfos Shita, the Ramban Shita, Pashup Shat, the Rambam Shita, Yichud is a Din Daraisa. So what do you mean that Ba'oso Shah, as a result of Amnon and Tamar, Gozru HaYichud? So the Gemara answers the following, that no, in that case, certainly, it's only a Gzera Drabanan, it is Yichud Dipinuya. That was the Gzera's Davido Beis Dina. Yichud, what the Gemara was referring to before, the dispensation of Ben Yimaim, and the indicator that Ein Acher Misyachin, that's a Din Daraisa. But here, Yichud Dipinuya, that was a Gzeras Davido Beis Din. So, Yichud when it comes to Panoi Pnuya Banan, Yichud when it comes to that which is similar to Imo, that is considered to be, right, the Din Daraisa. That was not the Gzera of Davido Beis Din. What exactly is that distinction? Sometimes Yichud is Daraisa, sometimes Yichud is a Din Darabanan. Why is Yichud in the case of Pinuya only a Din Darabanan? It's clear from our Gemara, that's the Din Darabanan. Why is that only the Din Darabanan? This is what links with our earlier discussion. But no, let's assume like the Ravish. What's the Isser of Paniya Bala Pinuya? Forget about the Yichud issue. Mamish the Bia. What is that? That is a very chamur Isser Darabanan. The rabbi writes, that's not Nisr Darais. That's not what the Torah means by the Siyah Kadesha. That's Mufkeres Lakov. Paniya Bala Pinuya is only Nisr Darabanan. Well, obviously, the Yichud of Bia Darabanan is not going to be Nisr Darais. Yichud is not going to be more chamur than the Maisa Bia itself. But Poshev Shat in that Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that's not true. The Rambam defined the Isra of Osiya Kadesha as Kol Habol Isha L'Shem Znus V'Lo Kiddushin. Regarding this definition, take a look, if you haven't yet seen, at the Kesef Mishnah, in Aleph Dalet, and take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besula, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. There seems to be somewhat of a difficulty in the Rambam, because when you read Nara Besula, the Rambam sounds more like the Ravid. Mafkeres Hatzma. But the Rambam in the Hilchos Ishus is clear, right? Habol Isha L'Shem Znus below Kedushin. According to the Ravid, it's obvious, as our Gemara says, that Yichud de Pinuya is not going to be an Issa Daraisa. That's a Gzeret Rabbanan. But even if one should assume as the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that even a Bia of Panay Bala Pnuya, the Shem Znus Lo Kedushin, is forbidden min HaTorah, that's this Rav Osiya Kadesha. Still, right, our Gemara tells us that this Yichud is only a Din Rabbanan. That's an interesting finish. It means according to the Rambam, it's not just obviously. When you're dealing with Yisuri Bia Daraisa, Yichud is Daraisa. When you're dealing with Yisuri Bia Drabanan, Yichud is Drabanan. No. Even in cases where the Yisuri Bia is Daraisa, it doesn't necessarily mean Yichud is a Din Drabanan. Right, as we discussed, we were discussing details of Yibum and Chalitza, there's a lot of middle ground between Pani Avala Pnuya, right, as opposed to Imo, right, which is Mamish Gili Arayos. No? What about cases where a Maisa Bi is forbidden Min HaTorah, But Al Kedin, it's not labeled as Gili Arayos. What's the halach in such a case? An emo, you understand, no? Gili Arayos, Kares, Misa, no Tvisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. There's Nisri Yichud Araysa. All you know from that case of emo is that Yichud de Arayos is forbidden min hator. And Enochinami, right? That seems to be the Lashon of our Gemara. Right? Ben misyachet imimo, ve'ein acher misyachet al kol arayos shebetorah. That's what our Gemara says. No? The Isra of Yichud, even if it's Nisa d'araisa, like Tosus the Rambam, Pashur Pshat the Rambam, that's Yichud the arayos, which is asum in HaTorah. This is the Ara of the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit. Right? This chibur on the Rambam, Hilchos Yisrabiyah, Perachav Beis, where the Mabit writes that Yichud of Chayvei Lavim is only Nisa D'Rabbanan as well. That's this Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that there's Nisa Yichud with non Isurei Erva. The Maisa Shahaya was Panei B'Lapnuya, good, but it incorporated even Yisrim that were much more chomer than Pani B'Lav Pnuya. In fact, our sugya Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph explains that he tiru le David HaMelech mehisyached im Avishag. No? The Chachamim lifted that Isr Yichud. No? Wasn't that an Isr D'Araisa? It wasn't an Isr D'Araisa of Arayos. It wasn't classic Isr Ebiya. But what was the problem? That would have been an Isra of Lo Yar Belo Nashim. Nonetheless, even though regarding this woman it was included in Lo Yar Belo Nashim, the Isra Yichud is only Isra Drabbana, not a Raya Muchachas. And if you look in other Achronim, they explicitly disagree. The Prisha, for example, in Ebenezer and Simon Chav Beis, is explicit that the Isra Yichud regarding Chai Ve'lavim is Isra D'Araisa, not Isra D'Rabbanan. Yeah, our Gemara, Maisa Shai, is talking about Panei B'Lav Pnuya. So if it's an Isra D'Rabbanan, Yichud is D'Rabbanan. But where the Isra Bia are D'Araisa, Yichud is D'Araisa. Not as a distinction of Kiryas Sefer, Yichud Da'arayos, as opposed to Yichud Di'Sarebiya. So take a look at the Rishash in our Sugya, and take a look at the Keren Orin, Sotan Dav Zayin. There the Gemara discusses the Isser Yichud regarding Sota, Chavilavim. The Keren Orah writes that Lechora Raya from that Gemara to the view of the Prisha that there's an Isser Yichud Araisa Eve when it comes to Chavei Lavin. So take a look, it's in the Keren Orah, Sota, Zayin Amud Aleph, Der Maschil Mikol Makom. And then we'll have to discuss, right, this difference between Yichud Arayos as opposed to Yichud Yisrebiya. Those of you here last year, right? Let's go through the Shir and Ksuvas Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the definition of Nisuin? Yichud Harei Levi, according to the Rambam. In the course of that whole Shir, and various different distinctions in terms of Arayos as opposed to Shar Yisrebiya. And perhaps one of the Nafkaminas will be our Sugya of whether in fact there's an Isser Daraisa of Yichud regarding Yisrebiya Daraisa that are not considered to be Gili Arayos. Okay, so we'll pick up at this point.